Nothing.
Correct! Netflix. DVDs by mail fast. Plus some movies streamed instantly to your computer. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix. See terms of use.
Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day in the dugout with a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's the second round now of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Hastings College getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan here at Duncan Field. As we talk with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee, and coach, a nice win for you earlier today, a 1-0 victory over Morningside. And at Smith, the feelings on the ballgame.
Well, it was a great win for us, and our pitchers really stepped up, and we made just enough defensive plays. And what it really came down to is which team was going to get a two-out hit first. And fortunately for us, we got the only two-out hit with runners in scoring position, and that was enough to win.
I had just two hits in the ballgame. Jeff Hobbs drove home the game winner. Turned out to be the game winner back in the fourth inning.
We had some chance to score earlier in that inning, and it looked like we might let that slip away. And then for him to step up and get that hit to right field was at that point you're just thinking, well, there's a chance that McCann can make that stand up, but you really, you know, one run, you're thinking, oh, holy cow, you know, that's expecting a lot for a pitcher to make that stand up. But with a little help from Pat Morey, he was able to do that.
Morey came on, pitched two-thirds of an inning, got the final 2 outs of the ballgame. Actually, Morningside had the tying and the lead runs and the base pads there in the final inning, but Morey was able to shut the door.
He was, he actually could have got us 3 outs. We got a ground ball that we didn't field, and fortunately that didn't come back to haunt us. And Sonny Huey made a really good play at short. And then, of course, you got the strikeout to end it. So, that's what you groom the guy for 2 years, to get 2 outs in a one-run game. It's not often it's a 1-0 game that you think you're going to get it. But, our guys have confidence when he comes in, and he stepped up for us.
McCann had 6 walks today. Didn't throw maybe his A game today, but he made just enough plays behind him to pick up the win.
He didn't have his A game. And, you know, he always battle for you. He's always good at that. So we feel fortunate in that respect that we gave up some leadoff walks, and they tried to nickel and dime. They tried some squeezes, and they tried some steals and delayed steals, and we have a solid catcher and Joe back there, and we were able to squelch those things and wiggle out of some real jams.
So tonight it's on to this meeting with Dakota Wesleyan here at Duncan Field. Come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Relax, it's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovee. It's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan in the second round of the GPAC tournament here tonight at Duncan. So, coach, a little breather in between the ball games, and now we switch sides back home here at Duncan Field, and now we take on a very good Dakota Wesleyan team here in the second round.
Well, I hope our guys are excited to play at Duncan, but Dakota Wesleyan is a tall task for us. I really thought Morningside is the most talented team in the league, and Dakota Wesleyan might be right there behind them. So it could shape up to be another good game. We got Kachera thrown, and I hope he's a tough matchup on them. I don't think we can expect to win scoring one run, so our concern is our bats got to step up here.
Why did you go with Alex in this ballgame?
Well, I just thought, he hasn't thrown against Dakota Wesleyan. They got a couple left-hand hitters that are pretty important parts of their offense. And, of course, it came down to Alex or AJ decide Alex is a fourth-year senior and has been in the rotation, and we're going to give him the shot to go out and see if he can put us keep us in the winner's bracket.
Give us a little thumbnail on Dakota Wesleyan. We saw this team earlier this year and split a doubleheader here at Duncan.
Explosive offensively, can bunt, can run. They got a couple guys that have some really good power. So another handful for us, and as you know, if we get in a 15-12 game, that usually isn't a good sign for us. If we're in a 2-1 game, that's something that we feel a lot more comfortable trying to win. So hope for the best, and hope we can get off to a good start.
Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Hogan's Sporting Goods has your baseball and softball seasons covered. Get value and selection on shoes, bats, balls, gloves, and baseball and softball pants. Gray pants starting at $9.99. Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday, Thursday nights until 8.
Does your current internet provider leave you with a need for speed? Then make the switch to Glenwood's Blue Force Broadband. Quick installation and faster internet speeds will get you surfing the net in no time. Log on to gtmc.net or call us at 1-866-756-4746.
May is Maytag Month, so save on Maytag appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $600 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying Maytag appliances. Plus, no down payment and no interest for 12 months with low monthly payments on a qualifying Maytag appliance purchase through May 31st, 2009. Ask Rogers for details. May is Maytag Month at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Duncan Field tonight. It's round number 2 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament. Tonight, the Hastings College Broncos get set to take on the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College opening up the tourney in fine fashion this afternoon as they beat Morningside by the score of 1-0. And the ball game played out at the Smith Complex next to the Prairie Ridge Park. Hastings getting 6 2/3 strong innings from Bryant McCann today. Again, in the pregame show, we talked with head coach Jim Bovey. Maybe not the A game for McCann, but he certainly was good enough to pick up the win today. Had 6 walks and 3 strikeouts in the ball game, but picked up the win. He's now 8-3. On the season, the hero of the day was Jeff Hobbs. He had an RBI single in the fourth inning, what turned out to be the only run and the game-winning run there as Hastings beats Morningside by the score of 1-0. They beat the Mustangs with their ace on the hill. That was Wade Morrison. He had a solid ball game as well, but just had no offense to go with him. He had only 3 base hits on the Morningside side of things as they out-hit Hastings 3-2. That's it, 5 base hits between the two teams, and Hastings was able to scratch out a 1-0 victory. Morrison with 5 strikeouts, had 4 walks, gave up the 2 hits. Bryant McCann with no runs given up on the other side with 6 walks and 3 strikeouts. Pat Morey came on for Hastings, got the final 2 outs of the 7th inning. He picked up his 6th save of the season. In fact, Morningside had runners on at 2nd and 3rd base in that final inning. But Morey got to Mark Martindale to ground out and then struck out Kyle Smith on a called 3rd strike on the outside corner of the plate to win the ball game. As Hastings improves to 24-31 now on the season, they'll play in the winner's bracket ball game here tonight against Dakota Wesleyan, the team who picked up a win earlier today as well out at Smith. In fact, they came back and beat Briarcliff by the score of 3-2. Briarcliff had a 2-0 lead in that ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning to win it as the Tigers beat Briarcliff earlier today out at Smith 3-2. Their record setting at 31 wins and 15 losses now on the season. They were 14-8 in conference play, which was third right behind Hastings. The Broncos finished in second place, and they're the number 2 seed here in the conference tournament. Hastings finished 16-8 overall. So this will be a very good baseball team we'll see here tonight. In fact, when we chatted with Jim Bovey during the past week or so, two teams that he feared most was Morningside and this bunch from Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings has already passed the first test in knocking off the Mustangs this afternoon, and now we'll see Dakota Wesleyan here in the nightcap. The other scores from the first round action, it was Sioux Falls beating Nebraska Wesleyan in a ball game played here at Duncan Field. That's a little bit of an upset there because Nebraska Wesleyan, the number 1 seed, they were the conference champions during the regular season, but Sioux Falls, the 8th seeded team, comes in here and really dominates the ball game. They beat Nebraska Wesleyan earlier today by the score of 9-2. And in the ball game just completed, it was Mount Marty over Midland Lutheran by the score of 3-2. If you missed it this morning, this tournament actually got off to a late start today and 2 hours late out at the Smith Complex, and they were about 3.5 hours late here at Duncan Field. In fact, the first ball game that was supposed to start at 9 o'clock today got started at about 1:15, so that's why we are running a little bit behind. This is scheduled to be the 4 o'clock game today, and we're going to get started about 2 hours and 15 minutes late here at Duncan Field. So it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. We'll come back and check the starting lineups right after this 1 minute timeout.
For almost 50 years, Papa Ray's Pizza has been serving pizza the way you want it. Special tasting Papa Ray's Pizza open every day with a lunch special served Monday through Friday starting at 11. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Papa Ray's Pizza on the corner of West 2nd Street in Minnesota in downtown Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. This is a winner's bracket ball game. Hastings is going to be the visiting team in this contest. Joe John Jacquet will lead things off for the Broncos. He'll be out in right field as he's up to the plate already and fouls away a pitch. Pat Morey, the third baseman, will bat second. John Rivera, the first baseman, will bat third. Chris Denny, the left fielder, will bat fourth. A.J. Clark, at shortstop, will bat fifth today. Jeff Hobbs, the designated hitter, in the number six position. Then Blake Markwart, the second baseman. Josh Mondragon, the catcher. And Lee Joachimson, the center fielder. For Dakota Wesleyan, on the mound today is Ethan Opsahl. Kyle Isaacson is behind the plate. At first base, you've got Mark Wood. At second base, Alex Sumner. At shortstop, it'll be Nick Larrera. Casey Marek will be the third baseman. Casey Solem will be the left fielder. Terry Lundeen, the center fielder. And Billy Hamilton will be out in right field. Joe John Jacquet has a count to him at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a pitch inside. It misses. And the count down, 3 balls and 2 strikes to Joe John Jacquet as he leads things off here for Hastings. In the top half of the first inning, Opsahl has a record of 4 wins and 1 loss on the mound. There's a strikeout in John Jacquet as he goes around in the third pitch there as Joe John Jacquet strikes out to begin the ballgame. Opsahl has a ERA of 3.62 so far this season, 4 wins, 1 loss. He is making his 18th appearance of the season here this evening. He's also got 1 save. He's thrown 59 in 1/3 innings so far this year, giving up 48 hits. 29 runs, 24 of those earned, 31 base on balls and 45 strikeouts. Teams batting just .216 against him. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan met during the regular season, and the two teams split a couple of ball games here at Duncan Field back on April 10th. Hastings winning the first ball game by the score of 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan coming back to win the second one by the score of 8-2. Bryant McCann was the winning pitcher in that series against Dakota Wesleyan. Kirby Wells was the loser. Pat Morey up to the plate now for Hastings. The Broncos batting here in the top half of the first inning. These two teams picking up wins earlier today. So this is a winner's bracket ball game, second round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament here in Hastings this weekend. Pat Morey has a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Nothing in two to Pat Morey. Earlier today, Morey played in the first ball game against Morningside. And Morey at the plate was 0-2. Struck out once and walked once. He takes a pitch outside and down low here. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Rain earlier today cleared out to be a pretty nice day out at Smith for the first round games today. Now back here at Duncan Field for game number 2. Mostly clear sky as we start the evening off here. Temp in the lower 60s. There is a threat of rain later on tonight. Hopefully that doesn't come. But have more tournament action coming your way tomorrow. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings College softball team, we understand, is won again tonight. Hastings beating Morningside in the softball tournament up in Sioux City. They beat Morningside 3-0. Here's the next pitch. It's swung out and missed, and Pat Morey goes down. So the Broncos start off the top half of the first inning with a couple of strikeouts from Joe John Jacquet and Pat Morey. And now John Rivera comes up there next. So Hastings beat Doan in the softball tournament 1-0 to start things off today. And then they came back and beat Morningside 3-0. Chelsea Woodside had a 2-hitter today for Hastings. No walks, 9 strikeouts. Taro Tobias in had a couple of base hits in that second ball game. Stephanie Ballitzer also two base hits. So Hastings will stay in the winner's bracket, and they will play at noon tomorrow up in Sioux City. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed by Rivera. And a countdown to him is one ball and one strike. Rivera will be at first base here for Hastings in game number one, or actually game number two. He was 1-for-3 earlier today in that ball game against Morningside. Next pitch is going to be out wide for a ball. And it's now two balls and one strike to John Rivera. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here tonight at Duncan Field. Opsahl is your pitcher. He's a left-handed thrower here for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. Hastings in their same uniforms that they wore earlier today. Their white pants, their white tops trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Dakota Wesleyan has got the white bottoms here tonight with their black tops trimmed and lettered in blue and white. Two balls and two strikes and two men out here in the top half of the first. There's a swing and a miss, and Opsahl comes out of the dugout there and strikes out the side to begin the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan as John Jacquet, Morey, and Rivera all go down swinging here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Hastings nothing, Dakota Wesleyan coming to bat.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to serve you with the best prescription and over-the-counter service, old-fashioned personal service, and free delivery 6 days a week. See pharmacists Mike Urdell, Tom Choquette, Brandy Schramm, and John Adams at Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. For your next vehicle, see Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, or log on to jacksonscarcorner.com. Jackson's Car Corner, where their customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field, second round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament tonight. As we head to the bottom half of the first inning, Dakota Wesleyan and Hastings, 0-0. Other scores are final now in from the second round of the softball tournament up in Sioux City. Recapping the second round play, Hastings beat Morningside 3-0 today. Briarcliff shut out Midland by the score of 4-0. In the two elimination ball games, Dort over Doan by the score of 6-5, so the Tigers' season is over. And it was Dana beating Concordia today by the score of 2-1. The Bulldogs' season also comes to an end here with a loss in the opening day of the tournament. Earlier today in the softball tourney up in Sioux City, Hastings beat Doan, opening round action, 1-0. Morningside beat Dort, 14-0. Midland 4, Dana 1, and Briarcliff over Concordia by the score of 5-1. Alex Kuchera getting the start for Hastings here in this second ball game of the postseason tournament. Kuchera making his 12th appearance of the season. He's a left-hander. Current record is sitting at 4 wins and 4 losses. On the season, Kuchera has thrown 51 and a third innings, giving up 63 hits, 35 runs, 25 of those have been earned, 25 base on balls, 33 strikeouts, ERA 4.38, and teams are batting .312 against him. Terry Lundeen, the center fielder, is the first man to come to the plate here for the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan is a team, pretty hefty batting average at .322. Lundeen is a left-handed swinger. Takes a big whack at that one and a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes to Terry Lundeen as they lead off the bottom half of the first inning here for the Tigers. Lundeen started the tournament with a batting average of .354. Here comes the next pitch from Kuchera. That one is outside, down low, 2-2 the count. Josh Mondragon behind the plate for Hastings here in the second ball game today. John Jacquet did the catching chores in the ball game against Morningside earlier this afternoon. Two balls, two strikes now to Terry Lundeen. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground, right side of the diamond. Could be a problem. Rivera, first baseman, grabs it. And then slow in getting over there was Kuchera. No throw from John Rivera. So Dakota Wesleyan gets a base runner here to lead things off in the bottom half of the first inning. Terry Lundeen going to be credited there with a single. John Rivera, the first baseman, had to go to his right there. In fact, midway between the first base and second base, Rivera had to go a long way to grab that one. He picked up the ball cleanly, but Alex Kuchera could not get over to the bag soon enough, and Rivera had no throw. Lundin gets in there with an infield single. Here comes Alex Sumner to the plate next. Sumner is at second base for Dakota Wesleyan here in this ballgame. Quick throw to first base, not in time as Lundin is back in there. Lundin stealing bases this year, very good, 30 out of 34. They'll try to keep him close. Kuchera comes to the plate, and the pitch is going to be down low, a breaking pitch that misses. One ball and no strikes. We had to deal with the speed of Morningside today and the aggressive base running of the Mustangs. Dakota Wesleyan, very similar. They are 61 out of 75 in swiping bases this year. Here's a bunt that's laid down here by Sumner. Kuchera grabs it, underhanded it at the first base, and they get Alex Sumner there, but his sacrifice works. His moving down to second base on the play is going to be Terry Lundin. So Sumner is retired from pitcher to first as Kuchera just grabs the ball and underhands it over to John Rivera. And that's going to bring up Casey Solem next. He's the left fielder. Solem is the leading hitter on the ball club here. Batting average of .416. Leads the team in base hits, in triples, home runs, RBIs. And a good lead at that for Dakota Wesleyan. So a good hitter here is Casey Solem. A left-handed hitter comes to face the left-handed hitting or left-handed throwing Alex Kuchera. And the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Solem. Casey so far, 52 base hits and 125 trips to the plate. 8 doubles, 4 triples, 5 home runs, 47 driven in. Just underway, we're in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Tigers and the Broncos here tonight from the GPAC tournament. Solem now backs out of the batter's box, calls the timeout, now re-enters as Kuchera looks in for the sign from his catcher, Josh Mondragon. Center fielder Lee Joachimson pulled around a couple of steps to his left out there defensively for Hastings. Here comes the pitch by Kuchera, breaking pitch that stays out wide, and the count now at one ball and one strike. Casey Solem batting in the number 3 position for Dakota Wesleyan. In that doubleheader earlier this year against Hastings, he was 2-for-8, scored 3 runs, and walked once in that twin bill. These two teams split back on April 10th. Dakota Wesleyan with a base runner at second. He's going to go on the pitch. There's a throw down to third base. Not in time. A stolen base for Lundin. So Terry Lundin gets a good jump there at second base. He steals third. The throw from Mondragon was right on the money. Tag applied by Pat Morey down there at third base, but not in time as Lundin slides safely into the bag at third. The count now at the plate is at one ball and two strikes to Casey Solem. Colin Hacker, the designated hitter, would be next. He's standing in the on-deck circle here. Dakota Wesleyan batting in the bottom half of the first inning. Here comes the pitch from Alex Kuchera. That one's going to be out wide for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Hastings, the visiting team here in the second ball game of the GPAC tourney, but they're occupying the third base dugout. Normally, that's where the home team sits. But Hastings, the visiting team here in this ball game against Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes the next pitch. That one is swung on, popped up. It's going to be in the shallow right center field. Going back is going to be the center fielder. He's going to grab the ball. He grabs it for the out. Here comes the throw in, and it's not going to be in time as Rivera actually just lost the ball out of his hands. It was cut off as it came in to the infield. Rivera went to throw the ball and just lost it out of his hands. So Casey Solem will fly out. The center fielder came on and made the catch. That's Lee Joachimson. He got the ball back to the infield. Hit his cutoff man there with Rivera right near the pitcher's mound. Rivera may have had a play there at the plate, but he goes to throw the ball and just falls out of his hand. Lundin comes in to score for Dakota Wesleyan. That makes it a 1-0 ball game as the Tigers grab the lead here in the bottom half of the first inning. So now there's two men out in the inning, and that's going to bring up Hacker, the designated hitter. Hacker will take a pitch on the outside corner for a strike, nothing and one. Hacker, 2 out of 7 in the doubleheader against Hastings earlier this year. Scored one run, had an RBI, walked once, and struck out once. Next pitch is a curveball that stays out wide, and now the count is at one ball and one strike. So Dakota Wesleyan has got a run in on a base hit, a sacrifice, a stolen base, and then a sacrifice fly to the outfield as Solem gets the ball up in the air. Brings home Lundin, and it's a 1-0 ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead over the Broncos. Hacker now at the plate has a count of 2 balls and 1 strike as Alex Kuchera goes to work on him. Kuchera winds and delivers to the plate. That one is in there for a strike. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Kuchera on the mound last Saturday in the ballgame against Concordia. Hastings beat the Bulldogs by a score of 6-2. Kuchera went the distance, gave up 9 hits, 2 runs, 5 walks, and had 7 strikeouts. There's a ball hit down the line in right field. It's going to curve over into foul territory. That remains at 2-2. So action going on here in the GPAC tournament. Hastings playing Dakota Wesleyan. Also going on right now, Sioux Falls and Mount Marty. They're playing out at Smith. Other matchups tonight, Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland. They will play in an elimination ball game out at Smith. And there's another contest coming up tonight. Morningside and Briarcliff. They will play here at Duncan Field following this one. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. So going to have some late ball games here tonight at Duncan and at Smith. Tournament running about 2.5 hours behind. 3 balls and 2 strikes is the count. The Hacker, here comes the pitch. It's hit on the ground towards second. Picked up there by Marquardt. He goes to first base. That's going to retire Hacker. But to go to Wesleyan, we'll get a run here in the bottom half of the first inning. The base hit by Lundeen. The sacrifice from Sumner. The stolen base from Lundeen to get him around to third. And then Solem hits the ball to the outfield and drives home Terry Lundeen for the first run of the ball game. We'll go to the top of the second with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 1, Hastings nothing.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball tonight from 1230 KHIS and also across the nation and around the world on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Pursuing your passion for 125 years, that's Hastings College. The Broncos trailing Dakota Wesleyan here in the GPAC tournament. The score is 1-0 as we head to the top half of the second. Hastings went down in order, all in strikes in the first inning with John Jacquet, Maury, and Rivera. Now we'll see Chris Denny, the number 4 hitter in the batting order. Hits this one on the ground toward second base. Picked up there to first. That's in time. Sumner to Ward to retire Chris Denny. So the first 4 batters go down in order here for Hastings. In this ball game, A.J. Clark comes up there next. Despite winning today, Hastings had only 2 base hits in the ball game against Morningside. They had a tough cookie on the mound today. And Hastings had a tough time getting around on him. That was Wade Morrison, the ace for the Morningside Mustangs. Hastings with only 2 base hits, but that was good enough. They beat Morningside by a score of 1-0 to open up this tournament. A.J. Clark comes up there next. Bats from the right-hand side. Takes a pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now to A.J. Clark earlier today 0-for-1 in that ball game against the Mustangs. Next pitch is a fastball that stays out wide. It's now 2-0. So A.J. Clark has carried a heavy bat for the Broncos the past couple of weeks. Clark has got his batting average now up around the 306 mark to start the tournament. 52 base hits and 170 trips to the plate. Scored 26 runs. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be inside. Misses. 3 balls, no strikes. A.J. Clark ahead on the count. Now he has struck out 28 times so far this year and has walked 15. Hastings looking for their first base runner here of the ballgame. Next pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corners. A.J. was taking all the way. 3 balls, 1 strike. Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings, down to the third base coaching box here. Sean Sorahan occupying the first base box. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. It's hit on the ground again towards second base. Sumner grabs it, goes to first base. Repeat performance there as they get A.J. Clark at first. So back-to-back plays for Alex Sumner at second base for Dakota Wesleyan. So after getting ahead on the count at 3 balls and no strikes, A.J. Clark ends up grounding out to second base. So Ethan Opsahl has now retired the first 5 guys that he has faced here. Jeff Hobbs comes up there next for Hastings. He's the DH in this ballgame. Takes a strike here, nothing and one to Jeff Hobbs. Jeff, the hero in game number one today, had the RBI single to right field in the fourth inning to drive home Chris Denny. That's the only run that Hastings got in the contest. It's all he needed. They beat Morningside 1-0. There's another pitch that's on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes now to Hobbs. Opsol is working quickly. Next pitch is way outside, 1-2. Hobbs started the day with a batting average of .330. He's now got 30 base hits in 91 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside. It nicks the inside corner and a called third strike. Hobbs kind of scooted away from the plate there on that pitch, but just nicks the inside corner for a called third strike. That's the fourth strikeout of the ball game for Ethan Opsol, already in the ball game. So Hastings has gone down in order twice now in the first two innings. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 1, Hastings nothing.
Nebraska is a state that's full of sports tradition. Our high school and college athletes work hard to continue that tradition. Physical therapy and sports rehab of Hastings has been a part of the sports rehabilitation landscape for the last 15 years. PTSR continues their tradition of offering the best in rehabilitation care. The dedicated staff at PTSR promises that no one will work harder to return you to the competition. When you look for the best in sports rehabilitation care, turn to the group that has been there and will continue to lead the way for years to come. Physical therapy and sports rehab of Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at Duncan Field. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 1-0. Alex Kuchera comes back out for the Broncos. He'll throw inning number two. Coming up here for Dakota Wesleyan, we'll see 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Mark Wood, also Kyle Isaacson, and Billy Hamilton. Hey, those guys can get aboard. We'll see Corey Marek here in the second. 1-0, Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead as Kuchera will go back to work here and throws a strike right across the center portion of the plate to Mark Wood. He gets ahead on the count at no balls and one strike. Wood earlier this season, 3-4 against Hastings in that doubleheader. Scored a couple of runs, drove home three, walked three times, and struck out once. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. No balls and two strikes. Again, during the regular season, Hastings beat Dakota Wesleyan 7-4. Tigers came back to win the second ball game by the score of 8-2. No balls and two strikes to Mark Wood. Here comes the next pitch by Kuchera. That one is way outside. And the count now at one ball and two strikes. Wood started the day with a batting average of .344. Leads the team in doubles right now with 10. No triples. He's got a couple of home runs, 36 driven home. Next ball is going to be hit to right field. Backing up is going to be John Jacquet, and he grabs it out there in right field. So John Jacquet is out in right field here for Hastings in game number two. Did the catching chores earlier today in the ball game against Morningside. Makes the play on the ball out there and right here on the fly ball from Mark Wood. Kyle Isaacson now comes to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. Big kid, wears number 50. He'll step in from the right side. Isaacson, the catcher. He was 4-for-7 against Hastings in that doubleheader earlier this year. Squares around the bunt and will take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Isaacson. He started the day with a batting average of .352. 45 base hits and 128 trips to the plate. 42 runs scored. 9 home runs, 42 RBIs. Here comes the next pitch to him, way outside, and a swing and a miss as Isaacson. Isaacson goes after a pitch outside there and comes up empty. Now Kyle is looking at a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Senior from Seattle, Washington. Transfer student out of Highland Community College out there in Seattle. Next pitch is going to be hit over the head of the second baseman and is going to fall in there for a base hit. Coming up to make the play on the ball is going to be Lee Joachimson, the center fielder for Hastings, but that's the second base hit of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan as Isaacson bloops one into center field. Billy Hamilton coming up there next. He is the right fielder. So Dakota Wesleyan has already got a one-run lead here in the ball game. They've got a base runner on now at first base with one man out. Billy Hamilton steps to the plate next. His batting average sitting at .319 on the season. Cuchero works from the stretch, and he delivers one to the plate that's in there for a called strike. Nothing and one on Billy Hamilton. Cuchero's got a good pickoff move to first base. In fact, he's picked off a couple his last couple of starts. Isaacson takes the lead over the right down. There's a token throw over there. He's back into the bag. Nothing and one to Billy Hamilton here at the plate. Hamilton earlier this year in that doubleheader against Hastings was one of three. Had one RBI in those two contests. Here comes the pitch by Cuchero at the plate. A curveball that's in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes to Billy Hamilton. Mark would be next for the Tigers. Cuchero again looking at the runner at first base. Throws under the plate. That's way outside. Josh Mondragon up out of his stance there to grab that one. Keeps that one from coming back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. The count now on Billy Hamilton. He's out in right field for the Tigers here in this ball game against Hastings. These two teams picking up wins earlier today in the opening round of this tournament. One ball, two strikes. Gutierrez going to throw the first base. Back in there is Isaacson. To go to Wesleyan, as far as a team, 61 of 75 stealing bases so far this year. Isaacson is 5 of 6. Got a pretty good lead over there right now at first base. Cuchero looks at him, offers one to the plate instead, and misses outside. The count down with two balls and two strikes. This tournament will continue tomorrow. Hastings guaranteed to play at least a game tomorrow. It's a double elimination tourney. Championship game is, if we stay on track, is scheduled for 11 o'clock on Saturday morning right back here at Duncan. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch to the plate is outside. The throw down there from Mondragon is not in time. Sliding in there with a stolen base is Kyle Isaacson. So, again, the Tigers get a man on in scoring position here in the second as Isaacson steals second on Josh Mondragon. Josh threw her down there, but the ball momentarily got away from the shortstop covering the bag, A.J. Clark. Did not go far, so Isaacson had to stay put, but nevertheless a stolen base there for the Tigers. The count now at the plate is sitting at three balls and two strikes on Billy Hamilton. Hamilton wears number one in that black uniform for the Tigers. Cuchera, here comes the 3-2 pitch to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. That is the first walk of the ball game now by Alex Cuchera. No strikeouts yet for Alex. Corey Mark coming to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. He's at third base tonight. Mark, a pretty good hitter at .371, second best hitter on the squad here for Dakota Wesleyan. He's got 26 base hits and 70 trips to the plate. Struck out 11 times and has walked 5 times. Opened up his stance there in the right-hand batter's box. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike on Mark. Mark did not get an official at-bat against Hastings earlier this season. One man out here in the second inning of play. Dakota Wesleyan has got a 1-0 lead over Hastings. Tigers with base runners on at first and second base. Rivera, the first baseman, not holding on the base runner over there right now for the Broncos defensively. Cuchera waiting. Now throws one to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Just nibbling away here. No balls and two strikes to Corey Mark, the third baseman for Dakota Wesleyan. Around the infield, Pat Morey at third base. A.J. Clark at shortstop. Mark Ward is at second base, and Rivera is at first. Mondragon behind the plate with Cuchero on the mound. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to the plate outside for a ball, 1-2. Out in the outfield tonight, you've got Chris Denny out in left field. Lee Joachimson is in center. Joe John Jacque is in right. One ball, two strikes now to Dakota Wesleyan's Corey Mark. Cuchero looks in for the sign from his catcher, Josh Mondragon. He's got it. He's at the belt. Looks at the runner at second. Delivers one to the plate instead, and that's going to be outside for a ball. Mark wanted to pull the trigger there, but wisely enough holds up with a club. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Dakota Wesleyan batting in the bottom half of the second inning. They're the home team here tonight at Duncan. Two balls and two strikes. One man out. Runners are on at first and second base. Here comes the next pitch from Kuchera. That's hit on the ground. Left side of the diamond picked up by Clark. He goes to second for one and no throw to first base. So Mark gets the board. They chop down the lead runner there. That's Billy Hamilton at second base. Mark Ward kind of had some trouble getting the ball out of his glove there. Did not even get a relay throw over to first base for an attempted double play there. A.J. Clark gets the force out at second base, and then Mark Ward had trouble getting the ball out of his glove and no throw to first base. So Mark gets the board here on the fielder's choice. Runners are on now at first and third base, but now there's two men out. Nick Loera coming to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. He is the shortstop. Loera has got a batting average of 208 so far this season. Hey, we'll take a strike here. No balls and one strike. Earlier this year against Hastings, he was 0 for 5. Did have an RBI in that contest, the doubleheader earlier this month. No balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen, and he falls behind 0-2. Top of the order, Terry Lundeen will be next. They go to Wesleyan with a runner on at first base. That is Mark. Over there at third base is Kyle Isaacson. They've already planted one run. The Tigers have the advantage over Hastings here in the GPAC tournament. The score is 1-0. This game going seven innings here tonight. There goes the runner at first base. And now the throw down there from Mondragon. They've got the runner tied up between first and second right now. The runner gets back to the bag at first. Here comes that runner home from third, and he's going to score on the play. They had the runner tied up between first and second base. That runner at third base was Isaacson, as he was just creeping down the line there. John Rivera finally got the ball at first base. He unloads as he sees that base runner coming in from third base. He throws it to the catcher, Josh Mondragon, who drops the ball. Sliding home safely is Isaacson. And now it's a 2-0 ball game in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Mark got back on the bag at first. So it's 2-0 Dakota Wesleyan. That little play works. The count here at the plate is 1-2 to Loera. Here's the next pitch. Going to be fouled back to the screen. Count remains at 1-2. So 2-0 is the score now. Hastings is trailing Dakota Wesleyan. They had Mark tied up between first and second base. Mark gets back on the bag at first safely. Isaacson sneaks home from third base to score the second run of the ball game for the Tigers. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low, scooped out of the dirt there by Mondragon. So the Tigers still have a base runner at first. Now here at the plate, 2-2. Laura, the shortstop here for Dakota Wesleyan. 2-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground right back to the pitcher. Alex Kuchera, rainbow throw over to first base. That's going to be in time, and Laura goes down here 1-3. But Dakota Wesleyan scores another run here in the second inning of play. One run, one base hit. No errors, one left. We've played two complete here at Duncan Field with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Since 1935, Cornhusker Press has been making area businesses look good. With personal service and a commitment to on-time delivery, Cornhusker Press has the experience and expertise to give you exactly what you want. Direct mail, business forms, letterhead, or four-color brochures, Cornhusker Press can meet your needs with high-quality printing at affordable prices. Trust your business image to the professionals at Cornhusker Press, located at 451 West 2nd in downtown Hastings. Fulfilling your expectations since 1935, Cornhusker Press.
1230 KHAS.
Some final scores in Major League Baseball today. The Kansas City Royals won again. Kansas City beat the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 8-6. Davies, the winning pitcher today for KC. 8-6, Royals beating Toronto. Oakland knocked off Texas today by a score of 4-2. Rest of the action all going on tonight. Just an abbreviated schedule tonight in Major League Baseball. Hastings batting now here in the top half of the third inning. Coming to the plate for the Broncos, the lead off this inning will be Blake Marquardt. This is the bottom third of the order, 7, 8, and 9. Josh Mondragon, then Lee Joachimson. And the count on Marquardt will go to 1-1. Ethan Opsahl is the pitcher here for Dakota Wesleyan. He's retired the first six guys that he has faced. He's already got 4 strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 2-1. So 4 strikeouts and 2 groundouts so far for Hastings in this ballgame. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 3-1 to Blake Marquardt. Marquardt earlier today in the ballgame against Morningside was zip for 2. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be inside for a ball, and a base on ball is given up right there. So Blake Marquardt becomes the first base runner for Hastings here in the ballgame. He heads down to the bag at first. Josh Mondragon comes to the plate next. Mondragon doing the catching chores for the Broncos here in this ballgame. Mondragon has a batting average of .247, 21 base hits and 85 trips to the plate. He has scored a run. Mondragon has struck out 13 times and has walked 5 times so far this season. The Broncos playing their 56th game of the season. There's a bunt back to the pitcher. Goes to second for 1 over the first base. That's going to be in time. Double play. Turn there by Dakota Wesleyan. As Mondragon lays down a bunt, but it's a little bit too hard. Fielded by Opsahl on the mound. He goes to second base for 1. Good relay over the first baseman, Mark Wood. And they get the double play here. So now Hastings with the bases empty in the third. Lee Joachimson comes to the plate next. Joachimson earlier today, 0 for 2 in the ballgame against Morningside. Struck out once against the Stangs. Joachimson started the day with a batting average of .254. He'll step in from the left side. Here's the next pitch from Opsahl. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. So Hastings saw the ace on the pitching staff today for Morningside and beat him 1-0 out at Smith. This kid here has got some good stuff, too, as he throws a curveball. It's in there for a strike. No balls and 2 strikes on Lee Joachimson. Opsahl so far this season, 4-1, 3.62 ERA. Going 59 2/3 innings coming into this contest this evening. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-2 now on Lee Joachimson. Lee can get aboard. We'll see the top of the order up there and Joe John Jacquet. To go to Wesleyan scoring 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning earlier today to beat Briarcliff in the opening round. Next pitch is going to be just outside now, 2-2. Two balls and 2 strikes and 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch inside, nearly beans Joachimson, but he leans away from that one. Now the count is full of 3-2. Winner of this ball game will play tomorrow morning at 9:00 here at Duncan Field at a winner's bracket ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside, so there's another base on balls, the second one of the inning, second one of the ball game. As Joachimson heads down to first, Joe John Jacquet comes up there next. So the winner of this ball game plays at 9 tomorrow morning. The loser of this ball game will play tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 here at Duncan Field. The 2 options for us tomorrow. Here's the pitch to John Jacquet. It's going to be inside for a ball. And now the catcher, Isaacson, goes out to have a couple of words with Ethan Opsahl. John Jacquet struck out in the first inning. Struck out twice earlier in the day against Morningside. 0 for 3 in the first ball game today. Isaacson going to try to calm down Opsahl out there on the mound after giving up the baseline balls to Joachimson and Marquardt. Kyle comes back to the dish here and will take his position right in front of the home plate umpire as Opsahl gets ready to deliver this pitch. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. So 2-0 after retiring the first 6 in the ball game. Opsahl is running into a little bit of a problem here in the third inning with a couple of walks. Now he's behind in the count here to Joe John Jacquet at 2-0. Here's the next pitch. It's in there. Fastball right down the center portion of the plate there. 2-1. John Jacquet started the day with a batting average of .342, 4 home runs, 32 driven home. 2-1 is the count. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the outfield. Going back, the center fielder, Lundeen, backs up and makes the catch out there for the third out. Joe John Jacquet hits that one hard, but right at the center fielder, Terry Lundeen, as he retreats and finally grabs the ball for the third out of the third inning. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. The score, Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked among the top liberal arts schools in the United States by U.S. News & World Report. Named a 2008 Best College in the Midwest by Princeton Review. A consistent top scorer in national student satisfaction surveys. Through exploration, participation, and personal attention, your first step toward success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Major League Baseball games going on tonight. Top of the third inning, the Los Angeles Angels lead the New York Yankees by the score of 3-1. Bottom of the third, no score between Boston and Tampa Bay. Final score again, Oakland 4, the Texas Rangers 2. Kansas City beating Toronto today by the score of 8-6. Action in the National League, St. Louis 2 and the Washington Nationals 2. They're midway through the third inning. Later starts tonight will be Arizona playing at Milwaukee. The Marlins will play at Chicago tonight, and the Padres are in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers. And that's all she wrote in the abbreviated Major League Baseball schedule for this Thursday. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan here 2-0 as we play in the bottom half of the third inning. Attempting to bunt his way on for Dakota Wesleyan, but fouling a pitch away is going to be Terry Lundeen. Trying to lay it down the third base side, and it occurs over into foul territory. No balls and one strike to Terry Lundeen. Leadoff hitter in the batting order, leading things off here in the third. Tigers have scored in each inning so far. 2-0. Here comes the next pitch from Alex Kuchera. It's going to be in there, a breaking pitch that's in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes now on Lundeen. He had a single in the first inning and came around to score on a sacrifice fly later on in the inning by Casey Solem. There's a swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. So Terry Lundeen strikes out of the ballgame. That's the first strike out of the ballgame for Alex Kuchera. Alex Sumner comes up there next. He laid down a sacrifice bunt back there in the first inning. Helped move Lundeen along the base pads. So Sumner comes up there for the second time tonight to face Kuchera. He lays down a bunt. Good one. Right side of the diamond, fielded there by Rivera. That's not going to be in time either. That was a perfectly placed bunt there by Alex Sumner. Right side of the diamond, midway between the pitcher's mound and first base. It was fielded there by the first baseman, John Rivera. Kuchera was trying to get over the first base to cover the bag, and he got there, but the throw was late, and Sumner will get an infield base hit here on the bunt. So for the third straight inning, the Tigers will have a base runner. And now Solem will come to the plate next. Casey Solem, the left fielder. Sacrifice fly back there in inning number one to drive home the run. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Solem, 2 out of 8 against Hastings earlier this year. 3 runs scored. Walked once. Bryant McCann was the winning pitcher in that series earlier this year. Kirby Wells took the loss. Next pitch is going to be hit in the air. Foul territory, third base side going over is Borey, and Borey makes the catch. There's a throw to second base, and now they're going to have the runner between first and second. And a run down, and they tag him out. So a double play. Solem fouls out to Pat Borey at third base. And then they had a runner in between first and second as the Sumner was all messed up out there. And they got the ball to second base where Marquardt applies the tags. That turns out to be a double play there to end the inning for Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan scores no runs. Not a base hit. No errors. Nobody left. We played 3 with a score of the Tigers 2. The Broncos nothing.
Relax. It's a dream.
At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfortable quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
College baseball action coming your way tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS. And also across the nation and around the world and the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College, pursuing your passion for 125 years. That's Hastings College. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Hastings. It is 2-0. As we go to inning number 4, Pat Morey will lead things off for Hastings. He takes a swipe at the first pitch. It's in foul territory, and it's going to get out of here just across the chain link fence on the right field side. Three Tigers giving chase there. None of them could get there. Morey 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. He struck out back there in the first. Morey was 0 for 2 earlier today. Struck out once, walked once, and that ball game against Morningside. Broncos playing their second game of the day today, second game of the tournament. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Ethan Opsahl is your pitcher for Dakota Wesleyan. Kyle Isaacson is behind the plate. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 2-1. John Rivera will be next for Hastings, and then Chris Denny. Any one of those guys can get aboard. We'll see A.J. Clark here in the fourth. Hastings, a visiting team here in this one. Next pitch is going to be lined on the first base side in foul territory. Two balls and two strikes. Morey started the day with a batting average of .240. 42 base hits. 175 trips to the plate. Ethan Opsahl with a full windup. Delivers one. Ball hit on the ground. Left side of the diamond. Shortstop grabs the ball. Goes across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Nice play there by Nick Laura at shortstop. He goes back on the edge of the outfield grass to grab that one. And an off balance. He throws it and gets enough steam on that throw to get it over to Mark Wood for the out. Nice play there by Laura at shortstop. So Pat Morey grounds out to begin this fourth inning. John Rivera comes to the plate next. Rivera is the first baseman. He struck out his first time up. And the pitch to him is a fastball that stays out wide, and the count at one ball and no strikes. Rivera earlier today in the ball game against Morningside was 1-for-3. Hastings had just two base hits today, but won the baseball game. There's a high fly ball to a left field. Backing up, moving over to his left, and grabbing the ball is going to be Solem. That's the second out. Rivera hit that one far and high, but right at the left fielder, Casey Solem. That is the second out of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up Chris Denny next. Denny is out in left field here in this ball game. Grounded out his first time up to begin the second. Denny started the day with a batting average of .356, 15 RBIs, no home runs, 31 base hits, and 87 trips to the plate. Where's number 19? He will dig in from the right-hand side. Here's a pitch by Ethan Opsahl. It's going to be out wide for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Denny, a senior from Memphis, Tennessee. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be hit on the ground right back up through the middle. It's going to be a base hit in the center field. In the center field for a base hit as Chris Denny gets aboard here for Hastings College. So the Broncos have a base runner here with two men out. A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. So A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. He grounded out his first time up. So that's the first base hit of the ball game for Hastings off of the bat of Chris Denny in the center field. As A.J. comes up there now, first pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0, the count to A.J. Clark. He was 0-for-1 earlier today in the ball game against Morningside. Started the day with a batting average of 306. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed. Hawk maybe got a little piece of that one, but into the glove with the catcher, Kyle Isaacson. The count now at 1-1. Chris Denny is your base runner at first base for Hastings. Denny stealing bases this year, 2 out of 2. Got a good lead right now. Stays put. Pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. 2-1 to A.J. Clark. Jeff Hobbs would be next. And then Blake Marquardt. Hastings trailing in the ball game by the score of 2-0. We are in the fourth inning. Second round of the GPAC tournament here tonight. Next pitch, hit on the ground, left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. And the left field, Solem will pick things up. Out there in left, gets the ball back to the infield. So now Hastings has got something going here with 2 outs in the fourth inning as A.J. Clark and Chris Denny back-to-back singles here. Base runners are on at first and second base, and now Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. Hobbs struck out to end inning number 2. Hobbs 1 out of 2 earlier today with that RBI in the fourth inning. That's all Hastings needed as they beat Morningside 1-0. So now Opsol worked from the stretch. Runners on at first and second. Throws under the plate. Some breaking stuff that misses down low. 1-0. Hastings sitting at 24-31 in the season. Dakota Wesleyan 31-15. The Broncos finished second in the conference this year. Dakota Wesleyan was third right behind him. There's a swing and a miss at the plate here as Hobbs goes after that pitch from Ethan Opsol. Now 1-1. Blake Marquardt would be next. Dakota Wesleyan playing with the infield back. Now holding those base runners on right now at first and second. Opsol looks at second base. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's fouled back to the screen. And now it's 1-2. Winner plays tomorrow morning in the winner's bracket game at 9 o'clock. The loser plays in the elimination ball game tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. 1-2. Here at the plate to Jeff Hobbs. Hobbs backs out momentarily. Now he re-enters on the right-hand side. Ethan Opsol looks in for the sign from his catcher, Kyle Isaacson. Runners on at first and second for Hastings. Two men out here in the inning. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. 2-2. Two men out here in the fourth inning. 2-0, Dakota Wesleyan. Plenty of deuces on the old scoreboard here. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Jeff Hobbs strikes out with runners at first and second base. The second time tonight he has been fanned as Ethan Opsol now has 5 strikeouts in this contest. The Broncos threatened but unable to put anything across the plate. In the fourth, no runs, couple of base hits, no errors, 2 left. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For all your residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, call Witt Plumbing at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling and repairs, backhoe, trenching, leach fields, video sewer inspections, and is a certified septic tank installer. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas, Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drugs at Bip and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company. Hastings,
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball here tonight, second round of the GPAC tournament. And the scores from earlier today, if you're just joining us, Hastings beat Morningside in their first ball game today, 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan winners over Briarcliff, 3-2. Mount Marty beat Midland today, 3-2. Sioux Falls with a surprise on this opening day. The 8th-seeded team beat the number 1-seeded team, Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves, the conference champions during the regular season. They were dominated today by the Cougars, winning by a score of 9-2. So games going on tonight at the Smith Complex and also here at Duncan Field. Get a couple of teams eliminated later on tonight. We'll get into action again tomorrow, bright and early at 9 o'clock. So now Dakota Wesleyan will bat here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Tigers, the home team on the scoreboard here for this contest against Hastings. Alex Kuchera continues to throw for Hastings. It's a Hacker to go around here with a pitch. One ball and one strike to Colin Hacker. Hacker is the DH in the ball game here tonight for the Tigers. Grounded out to second base his first time up. Here's the next pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2-1. One strikeout so far in the ball game for Kuchera. And he's also got one walk. He's given up three base hits. Next pitch is going to be just outside, and now the count is sitting at three balls and one strike to Colin Hacker to lead things off here for Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have had base runners in each inning thus far. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now from Kuchera. That one misses outside. So there's a walk given up as Hacker heads down to a first base. Second walk of the ball game for Alex Kuchera, and that's going to bring up Mark Wood next. Wood is the first baseman. He flew out to right field his first time up. Wood started the day with a batting average of .344. Winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the Sioux Falls Mount Marty contest. There's a fly ball to center field. Backing up is going to be Joakimson, and he makes the catch out there. Lee Joakimson makes the catch in center field. Mark Wood gave that baby a ride, but right at Lee Joakimson in center. First out of inning number four, Kyle Isaacson coming to the plate next. Isaacson had a single and scored a run back there in the second inning of play. So Isaacson again comes to the plate here for Dakota Wesleyan with a man on at first base. That is Hacker. John Rivera will hold him on defensively now for Hastings with one man out. Kuchera looks that way. Instead, comes to the plate. That's way outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Isaacson started the day with a batting average of .352. 45 base hits and 128 trips to the plate. Five doubles, a triple, nine home runs, 42 runs driven home. Leads the team in strikeouts with 37. Doesn't strike out there. Hits the ball to the left side. It's safe from going to the outfield, but no play on the ball. A.J. Clark grabs it at shortstop, and everybody's safe. Isaacson will get his second base into the ball game. He hits it to the left side of the diamond. A.J. Clark makes a diving grab on the ball back on the edge of the outfield grass there for Hastings, but no throw to first base. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got runners on at first and second again. Only one man out here in the fourth, already leading in the contest by the score of 2-0. Billy Hamilton comes to the plate next. Reached on a base on balls back there in the second. Kuchera works in the stretch. Offers one to the plate, swung on, and missed. Ball gets away momentarily from Mondragon, but he pounces on it just to the right side of the plate. Nothing in one to Billy Hamilton. Where's number one? Junior from Rosemont, Minnesota, playing for Dakota Wesleyan, the team that comes in here from Mitchell, South Dakota. There's a timeout called, the pitch by Kuchera anyway. As a timeout is called here by Hamilton at the plate. So the count remains and no balls and one strike. Bronco baseball here tonight with the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament hosted by Hastings College here for the 2009 season. Games being played at Duncan Field and also at the Smith Complex. Nothing in one here at the plate. There's a ground ball. It's going to get through there for a base hit up the middle in the center field, and the runners are going to stay put here as the throw comes in, and now the bases are jammed. Billy Hamilton gets a single here. So Hamilton singles. Isaacson had a single. Base on balls given to Colin Hacker, and all of a sudden, Hastings in another big jam here in the fourth inning. Bases are loaded now. With only one man out, and Sean Sorahan's going to stroll to the mound now for the Broncos to have a word with his pitcher, Alex Kuchera. Corey Marek is the scheduled hitter coming up here next for Dakota Wesleyan. So the conference on the mound here as Sean Sorahan's going to pull in the catcher, Josh Mondragon. In fact, he's going to talk to the entire infield here as John Rivera comes in to have a couple of words as well. So Sean Sorhan having a little chat there with his pitcher, Alex Kucher. See if, make sure everybody's on the right page here. Broncos are already down by a couple of runs as Dakota Wesleyan is batting in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Conference is over. Sorhan slowly strolls off of the diamond here across the line on third base side. So one man out here in the inning. The bases are juiced up. Billy Hamilton is at first base. Isaacson is at second. Hacker is on at third. This is a double elimination tournament. You lose twice and you're out. Hastings guaranteed to play at least one game tomorrow after picking up a win in the opener this afternoon over Morningside. 2-0 is the score here. Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's in there for a strike. Nicks the inside corner on Mark. He is the number 8 hitter in the batting order here for the Tigers. 2-0 the score. 0-1 the count with one man out here in the fourth. Kuchera working from the stretch with the bases loaded up here. Throws one to the plate. That's swung on and foul tap back to the screen. Mark now looking at count of no balls and two strikes. Rain earlier this morning. All the way until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Cleared off to be a pretty nice day this afternoon and a gorgeous night for baseball here tonight. At Duncan Field, just a slight breeze blowing to the right field corner. No balls and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Corey Mark. Start of the day with the second best batting average on the team at .371. Batting in the number 8 hole here for the Tigers. Kuchera continues to work from the stretch. Looks in for the sign from his catcher, Josh Mondragon. He's got it. Goes to the belt and now fires one to the plate. That's going to be out high for a ball. That is now two balls and two strikes on Mark. Laura is up there next, and then Terry Lindeen, top of the order. Tigers trying to add a couple of runs here, some insurance runs. They've already got a 2-0 lead over the Broncos. Two balls, two strikes, one man out in the fourth. Kuchera again working from the stretch. Hesitates and now throws to the plate. That ball is going to be fouled away. Back over the screen, count remains at two balls and two strikes. We'll have the Broncos in action again tomorrow here on the radio, 1230 KHAS, regardless of what time they play. Possibility of 9 o'clock in the morning with a win, 12:30 in the elimination ball game with a loss. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It swung out and missed. He strikes him out. Second strike out of the ball game for Alex Kuchera. It comes at a big time. Got him swinging on a pitch on the outside corner there. And Nick Laura now comes to the plate next for Dakota Wesleyan. He grounded back to the pitcher back there in inning number 2, so he's 0-1 so far in this contest. Laura earlier this year 0-5 against Hastings with an RBI and a doubleheader back on April 10th. The bases are loaded here for Dakota Wesleyan. Golden opportunity to tack on some more runs. Kuchera continues to work from the stretch. Throws a fastball on the plate that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike now to the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Kuchera would like to get out of this inning with no damage done. Base on balls, a couple of base hits. Now a strikeout. Got Mark Wood to fly out to deep center. Two men out here in the fourth inning. Here comes the next pitch by Kuchera. That's a fastball that stays out wide. One ball, one strike. Bryant McCann was the winner for Hastings in game number 1 today against Morningside. Pat Moore, he got the save. McCann picks up his 8th win of the season. He's now 8-3. Moore, he picked up his 6th save as Hastings beat the Mustangs 1-0. Now timeout is called here as Laura backs out of the batter's box. Takes a couple of practice swings. One ball, one strike. Inning number 4 here tonight, bottom half of the fourth. Tigers with a 2-run lead. Both pitchers have went all the way for their respective teams here in this one. Here comes the next pitch by Kuchera. It's fouled back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. So Alex Kuchera trying to work himself out of a jam here in the fourth inning. So far, so good. No runs across the plate. Kuchera, a senior pitcher out of Omaha, Nebraska. One ball and two strikes here at the plate. Gets his sign from Josh Mondragon. And here comes that pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to right field. Coming on is going to be John Jacquet. He makes the catch out there for the third out. So Alex Kuchera gets out of a big, big jam here in the fourth inning. It gets Mark to strike out. Then it gets Laura to fly out to right field. Joe John Jacquet squeezes that ball in his glove. And the inning is over for Dakota Wesleyan. They scored no runs, two base hits, no errors, three men left on base. We go to the fifth inning with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a ride tire for you.
It's the Take the Money and Ride spring event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get a $50 debit card with the purchase of four select tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Offer ends April 30th. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. CPI, Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside will play Briar Cliff in the elimination ball game coming up after this one here tonight at Duncan Field. It's going to be a late night. Sioux Falls playing Mount Marty right now out at the Smith Complex. The game will be followed up by another elimination game with Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland Lutheran. 2-0 is the score here. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan as the Broncos come to bat now in inning number 5. Here is Marquardt. Gets a little piece of that one and sends it to the right side, and that's going to be a base hit as Marquardt, just like a bunt, just got a little piece of that one and sent it down the first base line. And before anybody could really touch the darn thing, Marquardt has already across the bag at first base. So the very first pitch, Blake Marquardt credited there with a single. Didn't hit real hard, but just in a difficult place for the Dakota Wesleyan defense to try to grab the thing. In between the pitcher's mound and first base, he just got a little piece of that one. So Hastings gets a base runner. Here's Mondragon now as he slices this one back here to the screen. On the first pitch, no balls and one strike now to Josh Mondragon. So Hastings has got numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order coming up here in the fifth to face Ethan Opsahl, who is still out there, left-handed thrower for Dakota Wesleyan. He has got 5 strikeouts in the ball game. Couple of walks back there in the third inning. There's another ball. It's going to be fouled away in the right field side. No balls and 2 strikes to Josh Mondragon. He hit into a double play first time up back there in the third. Mondragon did not play against Morningside earlier today. Doing the catching chores here, the second contest with Joe John Jacquet out there in right field. Here's the next pitch to Mondragon. It's going to be upstairs for a ball, 1-2. Mondragon started the day with a batting average of 247. Got 10 RBIs, 1 home run. Right-handed hitter working against the lefty out there. The southpaw on the mound. There's a ground ball to short. There was second base for 1 over to first base, double play. Second time today that Josh Mondragon has hit into a double play. That one goes 6-4-3. Second double play of the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan. That erases the base runners for Hastings. Lee Joachimson coming up there next. So 2 double plays for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings has got only 3 base hits here in the contest. They had 2 in the first ball game against Morningside today. So lacking a little offensive production here today. There's another ground ball to short. Laura picks it up. Same result as he goes to first base in time. And the Broncos are history here in inning number 5 as Joachimson grounds out to short. No runs, a base hit, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
They run for the fun at Bonner's Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Last days of live racing Friday and Saturday at Bonner Park.
Saturday, the pageantry and excitement of the Kentucky Derby, simulcast for wagering, live Dixieland music, souvenir Kentucky Derby glasses available, plus on Saturday, Coors Starter Allowance and Swihart Memorial Stakes. Last days of live racing Friday and Saturday, Bonner Park, Grand Island.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Update the scores from Major League Baseball today in the American League. The Angels now leading the New York Yankees by a score of 3-2. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Middle of the fourth, it is Tampa Bay leading the Boston Red Sox 4-0. Final score in from this afternoon, the Athletics over the Rangers by a score of 4-2. And the Royals beat the Blue Jays today by the score of 8-6. National League stuff. St. Louis out on top of the Nationals by the score of 3-2. They're in the top half of the fifth inning. Bottom of the first, Arizona leading Milwaukee 1-0. End of the first inning, no score between the Marlins and the Cubbies. Later on tonight, the late start, the Padres playing in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Hastings College trailing here to Dakota Wesleyan 2-0. This is the second round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament tonight on 1230 KHIS. Tigers, the home team here in this contest, occupying the first base dugout. And coming to the plate to lead things off here in the fifth is going to be Terry Lundeen. So 2-0 Tigers. Alex Kuchera comes back out for Hastings. He's went all the way so far for the Broncos. He's got a couple of strikeouts. A couple of strikeouts and two walks. He throws a strike here to Lundeen. Gets ahead on the count of no balls and one strike. Lundeen struck out his last time up there in inning number three. Had a single in the first, came around to score the initial run of the ball game for the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. So Terry Lundeen leading things off again for Dakota Wesleyan here in the fifth. Bats from the left-hand side, working against the lefty, Alex Gutierrez. Squares around the bunt, takes a pitch up high. He went after it. They call a strike, one ball and two strikes. Lundeen, star of the day, with the third best batting average on the team at .354. Leads the team in runs scored with 50. That's what you'd like to see out of that leadoff position. Leads the team in walks with 34. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes out. Second time tonight that Lundeen has gone bye-bye. The third strikeout of the ball game now for Kuchera. So Lundeen has now struck out 35 times this year. Alex Sumner comes to the plate next. Sumner had a base hit last time up there in the third. Laid down a sacrifice bunt in inning number one, so he's one for one officially here in this ball game. Sumner earlier this year, 2-for-6 against Hastings in that doubleheader back on April 10th. Had an RBI in one of those games. Takes a pitch down low for a ball, one ball and no strikes to Sumner. Casey Solem would be next, and then we'll see the designated hitter, Colin Hacker, if one of those guys can get aboard the base pads. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball, one strike, one man out here in the fifth. The Tigers out on top of Hastings by the score of 2-0. Here's the wind and the pitch again by Kuchera. That's going to be in there for another strike, about the same spot. Outside corners, he plays catch with the catcher, Josh Mondragon. One ball and two strikes now. Alex Sumner at the plate now for Dakota Wesleyan. Senior from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Next pitch is going to be out wide for a ball, two balls and two strikes. The majority of the players for Dakota Wesleyan transferring in from various community colleges around the nation. There's a the ball lifted to the outfield, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit in right center. Picked up out there by Joe John Jacquet around the bag at first. Here comes the throw to second base, and they have got him at second base. Alex Sumner did not hesitate as he went around the bag at first. Took off for second. The throw came in from Joe John Jacquet, and they nail him with the tag at second base. So he tries to stretch that single to a double, and Joe John Jacquet makes him pay for it there at the bag at second as he is thrown out of the play. Good throw by John Jacquet. So Sumner is thrown out at second base. Casey Solem comes up there next. He will take a strike here. No balls and one strike to Casey Solem. He is the left fielder. Hit into a double play the last time up. Drove home a run in the first inning with a fly ball to center field. That was caught out there by Drew Kimson. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes on Casey Solem. Dakota Wesleyan batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. They've got the lead over Hastings by the score of 2-0. Next pitch is outside for a ball, and it just misses. One ball and two strikes now on Solem. Colin Hacker, the designated hitter, in the on-deck circle here for the Tigers. He'd like to get a chance here in the fifth. Here comes the wind and the delivery again from Alex Gutierre. That one is inside. Makes a Solem skip away from the plate. Two balls and two strikes now on Casey Solem. Let's go to Wesleyan in their visiting uniforms here tonight. Black jerseys, white pants, trimmed and lettered in blue. Hastings in their all whites with the crimson. Next pitch comes inside and it hit him. Casey Solem is hit by a pitch here by Alex Gutierre, and that gives the Tigers a base runner down there at first. So Kuchera has walked two batters, and now he hits a man. He's got three strikeouts. And Colin Hacker comes to the plate next. Hacker, the DH, he received a free pass back there in the fourth inning. And he grounded out to second, so he's 0 for 1 so far in this ballgame. Hacker, 2 out of 7 against Hastings in the doubleheader earlier this year. Scored a run at an RBI, walked once, struck out once. There's a throw on the first base. He's going to get by the first baseman, Rivera. Around the bag at second. On his way to third base is going to be Solem before Hastings can grab the ball. And finally, they get it. Solem was heading around the bag at third. He had his eyes on the home plate there. But he stops at third base. So that's going to be an error on the throw over to first base, allowing Solem to make it all the way around to third. Gutierre trying to pick off the runner there at first base. Throw was wide of Rivera. Solem took off. He didn't hesitate at second base either as the ball came all the way back here to the screening on the near side. And Solem ends up at third base. And now the Tigers have got a runner on in scoring position with Hacker at the plate, the DH. Tigers already leading in the contest by the score of 2-0. There's a pitch on the outside corner that's in there for a strike. There's two men out here in the inning. Solem was hit by a pitch, and then the error on Kuchera, and he ends up at third base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside. Good stop there by Mondragon behind the plate as he secures the ball there. And the count is now at one ball and one strike to Colin Hacker. Mark Wood, the first baseman, would be next. Hacker started the day with a batting average of .324, three home runs, 40 runs driven home. He hits that one to the left side. Could be trouble. Picked up by Morey over the first base. A long stretch by Rivera, and they have got him at first base. Good play there. Pat Morey grabs it. He had to go to his left to snag that ball for Hastings. And then the throw over to Rivera. John with a good stretch over there at the bag, and that retires Colin Hacker. So no damage done. You go to Wesleyan threatening here in the fifth inning as they get a man around to third base, but Hacker is retired in a play to end the fifth inning. No runs, a base hit, one error on Hastings, one man left on base. We go to the top of the sixth with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
May is Maytag month, so save on Maytag appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $600 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying Maytag appliances. Plus, no down payment and no interest for 12 months with low monthly payments on a qualifying Maytag appliance purchase through May 31st, 2009. Ask Rogers for details. May is Maytag month at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
These are times of great opportunities in Cinerama Plaza in Hastings. And Hastings is your J.J. Brown's invite you to a new business expo franchise fair for Friday at Hastings Holiday Inn Express. This is an outhouse event bringing together franchisers and potential business owners in and around Hastings area. You'll receive franchise information and a chance to discuss fine aid and financing. Legally questions in business insurance. Friday, May 1st, 1106 Holiday Inn Express. Just south of Walmart on Highway 281. The new business expo franchise.
Well,
Hastings College comes to the plate. Down to the bat. Top half past the sixth. Go to West Lansing. He's got the lead. Ron Roscoe's got the lead. He's got the lead. And then leading top three seems to be John K. He struck out in the first inning. Run the center field. There it goes. 0-2-2-1. One run game. So we piece that one out on the top of the screen. Ricochet's off of the pole. The whole team. Jake Lennon's up there. Two balls. Two strikes. And John K. is leading top. This is the sixth inning. The Broncos do a travel ball. Game was 2-2-0. John K. is 0-4's last five at the plate. It was 0-3 earlier today. Next pitch to him is going to be down low. Now three balls, all strikes. John K. struck out twice. In the first ball game, he struck out once here. Here comes the next pitch. He pops this one up to the outfield. Hamilton, right field. Sells up there and makes the catch for his first out. John K. YI out to right. Hastings only 2-2 sets in the first ball game. They've got three. And this guy's got a test. That Maury comes up there next. Maury struck out at first. Grounded out of the fourth. He's 0-2. Maury was 0-2-2 in his first ball game as well. He's 0-3 in his last four. That struck out once earlier today. And Rick Lee's on some balls. He fouls this one away. One ball is back right now. He's on the South team, winning twice today in the G-Tag tournament of Sioux City. He's the only owner of his ball game, 1-0. Stacey Palladino was the winner of his team, especially who's on the kind of base hits. Palladino gave up five hits, no walks, two strikeouts today. So Brown Cronk is the only owner of his ball game, and he seems back to the morning side. In the second one, the knockout field shows the good side of the winner today, no walks, nine strikeouts. The next pitch is going to be fouled away. Here at the plate by Pat Maury. Counted out with one ball and two strikes. In the second ball game today, he sees South team territory by Bison. And he got a couple of base hits. Steps up to the Bowser also with a couple of base hits. He sees things being one side and 3-0. One ball and two strikes here at the plate by Pat Maury. Here's the next pitch that's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. He sees things being one side and 3-0. 2-0 to score. Tigers out on top. The wide line is pitched again by Popsoles and wide for a ball. So it was 3-2 on the scoreboard. There's a baseball ball. There's a bat. Maury heads down to first base. That is the first rock given there by Popsoles. He's the third inning. Mark Tuchel's moving in.
So John Rivera comes to the plate next. Maury is going to be run for now down there at first base. Coming out for Hastings is going to be Mike Randoni. So Mike Randoni will run for Pat Maury down there at the first base. Rivera is at the plate. He's 0-2 so far tonight with a strikeout and a flyout. First pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. Now the catcher Isaacson goes out and has a couple of words again with Ethan Opsahl. Hastings has not had a runner past second base so far tonight. Chris Denny got there in the fourth at second, but no further. Coach Bovey a little lonely down there in the third base coaching box. Hasn't seen him wearing a white uniform over to his bag all night long. We're in the sixth inning. 2-0, Dakota Wesleyan has got the lead. Here's a pitch to the plate, a fastball that misses inside. Backs Rivera away from the plate. 2-0 the count. Rivera started the day with a batting average of .272. Had a base hit in the opening ball game against Morningside today. 1-for-3 at the plate. He takes a strike here, and now the count is at 2-1. The Tigers with 2 runs, 6 base hits. Hastings with no runs, 3 hits. Randoni is out at first base. Here comes the next pitch. It'll be fouled away. Up over the screen. Count remains at 2-2. The winner will play tomorrow. 9:00 starting time here at Duncan Field. The loser will play at 12:30 in the elimination ball game. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. Hit on the ground. Left side picked up by the third baseman, Mark. He goes to second for one over the first base. It's in time. Another double play by Dakota Wesleyan. Their third double play turn in this ballgame. 5-4-3 this time as they make the turn, and that's all she wrote for Hastings here in the sixth inning. A double play turned by the Tigers to get out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
Enjoy the outdoors with a new set of patio furniture from Menards. Relax in a Camelot dining set with four cushion chairs and a square tile tabletop. It's just $399. Save big on the 7-piece Waverly Beach dining set. It includes four chairs, two swivel rockers, and a glass tabletop with decorative lattice underlay. Only $499. Plus, there's zero payments and no interest till 2010 on qualifying purchases with your big card.
Save big money at Menards.
NCS Equipment Rental invites you to a grand opening celebration April 30th and May 1st from 8 to 5. Come see their new facility at 406 East J Street in Hastings. NCS is holding free OSHA-mandated forklift, aerial lift, and personal fall protection training both days. Don't miss this great opportunity to see equipment demonstrations, participate in free training, and register for free merchandise. Call NCS Equipment at 308-472-5077 to pre-register. And as always, NCS has the tools and equipment for all your construction needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field tonight. Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament. Hastings College softball team winning twice today, 3-0 over Morningside, 1-0 over Doan. So the Broncos 2-0 in the tournament. They will face Briar Cliff tomorrow at noon in the winner's bracket ball game up in Sioux City. Briar Cliff picking up wins today over Concordia and Midland. Beat the Bulldogs 5-1. They beat Midland 4-0. So Hastings doing well at the softball tournament. Winning twice today, they'll play in the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow at noon at the SYA softball complex up in Sioux City. Hastings College baseball team trailing here by the score of 2-0 after beating Morningside earlier today 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan now bats in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Mark Wood, Kyle Isaacson, Billy Hamilton coming on here to face Alex Kuchera. Broncos with only three base hits here in this second ball game today. Mark Wood leading things off for Dakota Wesleyan. He's 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's flown out to right field and he's flown out to center. Takes a pitch down low here. One ball and one strike to Mark Wood, who is at first base for the Tigers here tonight. Alex Gutierrez went all the way. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Shallow left going over is going to be the shortstop for Hastings Clark, and he grabs it right on the edge of the outfield grass. So Mark Wood pops out to the shortstop this time. Kyle Isaacson comes up there next. He's got a couple of base hits here tonight. Scored a run, got a stolen base. So Isaacson will stroll to the plate next. Big kid, a senior. Seattle, Washington is his hometown. Transferring in from Highland Community College out there. Isaacson with a club at hand in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the pitch to him. Curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. Kyle wanted to pull the trigger and did not, but takes the strike anyway. Nothing and one to Kyle Isaacson. Billy Hamilton is on deck. Next ball is going to be hit to left field. Looking up is going to be Chris Denny. Floats over toward the line, and Denny is going to grab the ball for the second out. So two up, two down as Isaacson flies out to left field. Billy Hamilton coming up next. After the ball game, we've got our player of the game, the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Here in the area, come out. There's still another game scheduled after this one. Morningside will play Briar Cliff in the last ball game of the day here at Duncan Field. It'll be a late night. Lights will be on. First pitch is going to be fouled away here by Hamilton on the first base side, out of play. Nothing and one to Billy. He had a walk back there in the second inning. And he had a base hit in the fourth, so he's 1-for-1 officially here in this ballgame. Hastings down in the contest by the score of 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 tonight. There's a fastball by Kuchera right down Broadway for a strike. No balls, two strikes on Billy Hamilton. Corey Marek would be next. If Hamilton can get aboard, Cuchero working from the full windup. Nobody on the base pads right now for Dakota Wesleyan. Next pitch is going to be outside, down low. One ball, two strikes. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of the seventh, we're going to have the meat of the order coming up there, 4, 5, and 6 with Denny, Clark, and Jeff Hobbs. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a couple of runs, 2 to nothing. Here comes the next pitch by Cuchera. That's going to be fouled away here at the plate. Back to the screen. Count remains at 1 and 2. Bronco baseball here tonight from 1230 KHAS. Also on the World Wide Web, as usual, at www.hastingslink.com. One ball, two strikes to Billy Hamilton. Two men out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher. Mondragon was ricocheting off of his equipment there and into the first base dugout occupied by Dakota Wesleyan as they retrieve the baseball there and they flip it back to the home plate umpire. Billy Hamilton batting here for Dakota Wesleyan. One ball and two strikes with two men out in inning number six. Cuchero waiting for the sign from Josh Mondragon. He's got it. Now he winds, offers one to the plate. That's going to be hit back past the glove of Cuchero. Picked up by A.J. Clark at shortstop over the first base. Not in time. Hamilton gets aboard here. Ball was just slowly tapped back out toward the mound. Cuchero makes a diving attempt at that one. Can't come up with it. A.J. Clark, the shortstop, then got it. But he had to make a quick throw. He did, but it was not in time to catch Hamilton over there at the bag at first. They give him an infield single there. So Hamilton is aboard for Dakota Wesleyan. And here comes Corey Marek up there next. Wesleyan has had base runners in each and every inning tonight, but they've played at just two runs. Here's an attempt to bunt laid down. It's going to be in foul territory. So with two men out, Marek is looking to bunt. Wesleyan might be looking for an insurance run or two here in the sixth inning. Already got a two-run lead over Hastings. Nick Laura would be next if Mark can get aboard. John Rivera, the first baseman, will hold on. Billy Hamilton over there at the bag. Hamilton will take a good lead. Rivera right there just in case Cuchera comes his way. Alex looks to first, delivers to the plate. That one's going to be popped up. It's going to be in the outfield. Right center, Joe John Jacquet drifts over and grabs the baseball there for Hastings for the third out. So Corey Marek will fly out to Joe John Jacquet out there in right field, and now the Broncos are down to their final inning here. We'll need a couple of runs to continue the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan scores no runs on a base hit. No errors, one left. We go to the top of the seventh with a score. Dakota Wesleyan 2, Hastings nothing.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. They're elite, they're a bread right from the start.
Last days of live racing, Friday and Saturday at Bonner Park. Saturday, the pageantry and excitement of the Kentucky Derby, simulcast for wagering, live Dixieland music, souvenir Kentucky Derby glasses available, plus on Saturday, Coors Starter Allowance and Swihart Memorial Stakes. Last days of live racing Friday and Saturday, Bonner Park, Grand Island.
For news important to your health and well-being, listen to the Medical Minute, Monday and Friday at 8:30 a.m. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and KHASAM.
Join us this week for Medical Minute as we talk with Auxiliary Administrative Assistant Erin Tessman as she talks about the wonderful volunteers they have at Mary Lanning in honor of National Healthcare Volunteer Week.
Advancing your good health with the Medical Minute every Monday and Friday at 8:30 a.m. A service of Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital and KHASAM.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College will come to bat here in the top half of the seventh inning, needing two runs. Here's Chris Denny. He sends his very first pitch out to right field, and it's going to be grabbed out there by Billy Hamilton. So one pitch, one out. Denny on the very first pitch sends that one sky high out to right field, and Hamilton grabs it. So one out now in the seventh. A.J. Clark comes up there next. Ethan Opsahl has went all the way so far for Dakota Wesleyan here in this ballgame. He's looking for his fifth win of the season. Pretty good outing for him so far in this contest against Hastings. Got five strikeouts. He has walked three. Broncos with only three base hits here in the ballgame. A.J. Clark has got one of them. He's one for two. Had a base hit back there in the fourth. Opsel will go to work on him. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of the contest between Sioux Falls and Mount Marty. That one's going on out at Smith tonight. They will play in the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow morning at 9 here at Duncan. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away from the catcher, Isaacson, but no harm done. Nobody on the base paths. Loser of this game will play tomorrow at 12:30 here at Duncan Field. They will play the winner of the game that's going on later on tonight out at Smith between Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland. Here's the next pitch, a fastball. It's in there for a strike. So the Broncos dropped this ball game. Conceivably, we could see the conference champs, Nebraska Wesleyan, tomorrow in the elimination ball game at 12:30. Here's the next pitch. It's in there for a strike. Wesleyan won the regular season championship, but they struggled today. They were beaten by Sioux Falls 9-2. So Wesleyan will have to beat Midland tonight in the elimination ball game to stay alive. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. A.J. Clark gets a walk here in the seventh inning. And now the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Jeff Hobbs. That's the fourth walk of the ball game, given up by Ethan Opsel. And now the head coach for Dakota Wesleyan is going to take a stroll to the mound here. This is Steve Gust, his first season for the Tigers, as he will go out there and talk with his pitcher, Ethan Opsel. Tigers have a 2-0 advantage over Hastings. The Broncos are batting here in the top half of the seventh inning. And now Gust will come off and stroll back to the first base dugout. To go to Wesleyan. As we gaze down there in the bullpen, nobody up and throwing. They got some guys out there, but nobody up and throwing right now. Hastings with a base runner on at first base. That is A.J. Clark. Jeff Hobbs, the hero from earlier today, drove in the only run that Hastings needed in that 1-0 win over Morningside. A single to right field in the fourth inning. The drive home, Chris Denny. Right now, A.J. Clark is at first base. There's a ball hit toward third, fielded there by Mark. He bobbles the ball, long throw to first base, a high throw, and they have got him sliding in there head first was Hobbs, but they get him over there at first base. So good effort by Hobbs, a head first slide at first. But he is retired in the play. The throw was high from third baseman Casey Mark over to Mark Wood, but Mark elevates there and grabs the ball and gets Jeff Hobbs retired. So now there's two men out here in the inning. Heading down to second base on the play was A.J. Clark. We've got the player of the game and the coach's postgame show yet to come. Here on 1230 KHAS, here's Blake Markwart coming to the plate next. Markwart is the second baseman. He has walked in the ball game and he's got a single. Hastings with three base hits in the ball game. Markwart's got one of them. A.J. Clark is on at second base for Hastings. Broncos are trailing by a couple of runs here in the seventh. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. Now no balls and two strikes. Ethan Opsel has Vlad done the job here tonight for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan, a freshman from Twin Valley, Minnesota. No balls and two strikes here. Blake Markwart waiting at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. The ball is going to be hit to center field. Backing up is going to be Lundeen. It's going to be over his head. Markwart drives home a run. He's on his way to second base, and he stands up at second with a double. Blake Markwart sends that one to deep center field. Terry Lundeen just kept backing up, and finally it was over his head. He had to chase it down. You're the 408-foot marker out there in center field, so Blake Markwart gets a double for Hastings to drive home a run, and the Broncos are now within one run. 2-1 is the score here in the seventh inning. And coming to the plate next is going to be Josh Mondragon. Mondragon has hit into a double play twice in this ballgame. He did not play in game number one. So Josh Mondragon with a chance to drive home the tying run as he sends this first pitch in the right field and some foul territory. Here's a little piece of that one. So Ethan Opsel gives up his fourth base hit there. A double to center field by Blake Markwart for Hastings. That one will have been out of most places, not here at Duncan, at 408 feet away from straightaway center. That was the 11th double of the season for Markwart. Josh Mondragon now at the plate. 2-1 is the score. Hastings down by a run. There's a swing and a miss. And now Mondragon is down to his final strike. No balls, two strikes. The tying run is at second base in the form of Blake Markwart. Two good ball games here today for Hastings College as the Broncos won a thriller earlier today over Morningside, 1-0. Trying to come back here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Opstol. That ball is going to be fouled away. Right field side, giving chase was Hamilton out there in right field, but he can't get to it. No balls and two strikes to Josh Mondragon for Hastings. Mondragon has struck out 13 times so far this year. He's walked only five times. He's behind in the count here. No balls and two strikes. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-run lead. Mark Wood is on at second base. There's a ground ball towards second. Sumner on one knee to grab it. Gets it to first base. The ball game is over. Mondragon is retired on the play from second to first. So the Broncos get one run there in the seventh inning, but they needed two. And the ball game is over as Dakota Wesleyan knocks off Hastings College here. Final score, the Tigers 2, Hastings 1. Back with a recap after this.
Do you have an underground water sprinkling system at your home or business? If so, Hastings Utilities has an incentive program for customers that install a rain sensor on their sprinkling system. A rain sensor conserves valuable local water supplies because after a rainfall of a quarter inch or more, the sensor tells the system to skip the next scheduled watering cycle. Customers may be eligible for up to a $75 incentive when an approved rain sensor is installed, saving water and money on your water bill. For more information, call Hastings Utilities at 463-1371. Hastings Utilities, a customer-owned utility serving the community of Hastings and area customers with reliable, dependable service.
Let the light shine in. Let the breeze blow. Keep out the draft. Protect your entrance and add style to your home. All this with a Larson Storm Door. Visit Big G8's today to get a great deal on a Larson Storm Door. Whether you want to add light, ventilation, style, or protection to your home, Larson Storm Doors are a great way to make an impression. Larson Storm Doors now in stock at Big G8's, North Highway 281, Hastings.
Big G8's is home.
NCS Equipment Rental invites you to a grand opening celebration April 30th and May 1st from 8 to 5. Come see their new facility at 406 East J Street in Hastings. NCS is holding free OSHA-mandated forklift, aerial lift, and personal fall protection training both days. Don't miss this great opportunity to see equipment demonstrations, participate in free training, and register for free merchandise. Call NCS Equipment at 308-472-5077 to pre-register. And as always, NCS has the tools and equipment for all your construction needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Hastings tonight. The Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament, final score of 2-1. Final numbers in the ball game: Dakota Wesleyan with 2 runs, 7 base hits, no errors. They leave 6. Hastings with 1 run, 4 base hits. They commit 1 error, and they leave 4. Alex Gutierrez will be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He is now 4-5 on the season. He goes the distance tonight. Gives up the 2 runs, had 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he hit a batter. Ethan Opsol will be the winning pitcher for Dakota Wesleyan. He is now 5-1 on the season. He gave up just the 1 run, had 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, and he gave up 4 base hits. Dakota Wesleyan scores 1 in the first and 1 in the second. Hastings scores 1-7, and that's all they got. As the Broncos drop this one tonight to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 2-1. So Hastings will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow. It will be a 12:30 start here at the confines of Duncan Field here tonight or tomorrow. Dakota Wesleyan will move on into the winner's bracket ball game. They will play at 9 o'clock here at Duncan. Dakota Wesleyan will play either Sioux Falls or Mount Marty. Those two teams doing battle right now at the Smith Complex. The winner will get Dakota Wesleyan coming up tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Hastings will play the winner of the game going on between Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland. Those two teams will play later on tonight out at Smith. Wesleyan, again, the conference champs during the regular season. The Broncos will have their hands full. They're down to their last lives here. Double elimination tournament. They've lost once, so Hastings 1-1 in the opening day, beating Morningside in the first ball game today out at Smith by the score of 1-0. They drop a tough one here tonight to Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 2-1. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up on the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
These are times of great opportunity. Cimarron Plaza in Hastings and the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce invite you to a new business expo and franchise fair Friday at the Hastings Holiday Inn Express. This open house event will bring together franchisers and potential business owners in and around the Hastings area. You'll receive franchise information and have a chance to discuss and find aid in financing, legal questions, and business insurance. Friday, May 1st, 11 to 6, Holiday Inn Express, just south of Walmart on Highway 281. The new business expo and franchise fair.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
This is the Hastings College Bronco Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS and HastingsLink.com. Brought to you by Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer at 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
Get back at Duncan Field. Dakota Wesleyan knocks off Hastings here tonight. Final score of 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference baseball tournament as the Tigers improved to 32-15 on the season. Hastings College drops to 24 wins and 32 losses. Both teams still alive here in the tournament. Hastings will play at 12:30 tomorrow in the elimination ball game against either Nebraska Wesleyan or Midland. Meanwhile, Dakota Wesleyan will move on to the winner's bracket ball game. They'll play bright and early again tomorrow morning at 9 against either Sioux Falls or Mount Marty. This is the player of the game on 12:30 KHIS. First of all, pitching-wise, Alex Kuchera does the job tonight, but is not good enough as he takes the loss. He's now 4-5 in the season. Kuchera had a pretty good outing. He gave up just 2 runs in the ball game here tonight, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he hit a batter. But he suffers the loss in a 2-1 defeat. Meanwhile, Hastings offensively had only 4 base hits in the ball game today. Blake Marquardt had 2 of them. He had that double in the 7th inning to drive home A.J. Clark to pull Hastings within 1 run at 2-1, but they could not get any more. So 2 base hits for Blake Marquardt. A.J. Clark also had a base hit. Chris Denny also had a base hit for Hastings, all candidates for our player of the game, and we'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
May is Maytag Month, so save on Maytag appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Get up to a $600 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying Maytag appliances. Plus, no down payment and no interest for 12 months with low monthly payments on a qualifying Maytag appliance purchase through May 31st, 2009. Ask Rogers for details. May is Maytag Month at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be the second baseman for the Broncos, Blake Marquardt. He records 2 out of the 4 base hits. Had a big double to center field in the 7th inning to drive home a run to pull Hastings within 1 run, but they could not get any closer than that. And Dakota Wesleyan goes on to win tonight over Hastings by the score of 2-1. Blake Marquardt, the second baseman for the Broncos, will be our player of the game tonight as he goes 2-for-2 in this ball game. Also had a walk back there in the 3rd inning, a double and a single, an RBI. But it was not enough as Dakota Wesleyan knocks off Hastings tonight by a score of 2-1. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The Hastings College Bronco Baseball Player of the Game has been brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business at 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is coming up next on 1230 KHAS and HastingsLink.com. It's the Take the Money and Ride Spring event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get a $50 debit card with the purchase of 4 select tires at CPI Mr. Tire. Get free rotation, free mounting, free balancing, and a free road hazard warranty. Offer ends April 30th. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details.
CPI Mr. Tire has a ride tire for you.
CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
My question is, when I pulled that linoleum off the floor, the backing remained.
Owning a home is lots of fun. Now every Saturday, talk homes and home improvement with the Cajun contractor himself, Michael King, who'll blend a bit of Creole soul to topics like buying and fixing houses.
When you're considering building or buying an existing home, there are a few things you need to consider.
It's called Home Talk. Saturday morning, shortly after 8, right before Party Line, here on Hastings Link to Home Improvement, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio, and HastingsLink.com.
The Coach's Postgame Report is brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area.
Get back at Duncan Field. Dakota Wesleyan knocks off Hastings tonight by the score of 2-1. The Tigers will move on to the championship, not the championship, but the winner's bracket ball game tomorrow at 9 o'clock against either Sioux Falls or Mount Marty. Hastings will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. Against either Nebraska Wesleyan or Midland. We'll have the game for you on 1230 KHIS tomorrow, beginning with a pregame show at about 12:15. So Dakota Wesleyan now 32-15 on the season. Hastings falls to 24 wins and 32 losses on the season. And the softball tournament is going on, waiting for the coach to make his way back up to the broadcast facility. The softball tournament for the GPAC is going on today in Sioux City. Hastings has won twice today. They'll play tomorrow at noon against Briarcliff in the championship, or the winner's bracket ball game. Hastings beating Doan earlier today by a score of 1-0. Stacy Palladino was the winning pitcher for Hastings. She gave up 5 base hits, no walks, and had a couple of strikeouts. Hastings coming back to win the second ball game over Morningside by a score of 3-0. Chelsea Woodside threw a two-hitter today for Hastings College. No walks, 9 strikeouts. Tara Tobiasen, a couple of base hits, and Stephanie Ballitzer had a couple of base hits for the Hastings College softball team. So they go 2-0 today up in Sioux City. They'll play at noon tomorrow against Briarcliff. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. The Credit Union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
While we wait for the coach, we'll talk with Alex Gutierrez, the losing pitcher in the ball game here tonight against Dakota Wesleyan. It seems like every time we bring you up here, we're at one-run decision here. Another tough loss for us tonight, not a whole lot of offense.
Yeah, it was the lefty they threw was really consistent. He was effectively wild, and, you know, he was getting his pitches over, and he commanded us through the first three or four innings there, and we just really couldn't get a rhythm. And every time we got on base, I think we bounced into, you know, 3 double plays. But I think you just got to give credit to their pitcher. He threw a heck of a ball game for him.
As he picks up the win, that's Ethan Opsahl, as he goes to 5 wins and 1 loss in the season. Talk about your stuff out there here tonight. You gave up only, 7 base hits in the ball game tonight? Really, they didn't hit you too bad. They just made the plays at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they kind of got to me those first two innings. They got some base runners, and they were able to score on a short fly ball, and then on a fake steal play, they got us on kind of sleeping. But, you know, I was able to scatter some hits and then kind of get the outs when I needed to. I got some really good defense today, and, it was just kind of too little too late, I think.
Yeah, really shut down Dakota Wesleyan after the second inning. Yeah, they had some base runners on there, but your defense was able to make some plays there after the second inning.
Yeah, Pat made a really nice play to end the third on a foul ball that we doubled somebody up on, and Joe and Chris both tracked some balls in the outfield for me, and, I made a couple of plays on some comebackers myself. So, the defense overall today was pretty well both games. It too bad we couldn't just put it all together, though.
Yeah, we had just, 2 base hits in the ball game against Morningside earlier today. We had 4 in this one. So, tell you what, hits were tough to come by out of our offensive production today.
Yeah, we faced 2 really tough pitchers today. And, when we only score 2 runs and a doubleheader, we're kind of lucky to come out with 1. So, we just kind of got to look at it that way. And we're still playing tomorrow. So, all we can do is come out tomorrow with AJ and get another win.
Yeah, A.J. Clark expected to be the starting pitcher for the Broncos tomorrow against either Nebraska Wesleyan or Midland. So really the season comes down to just that one game. You got to put it all on the line tomorrow and pull out all the stops because I guess there's no next day if we don't win tomorrow.
Exactly. You know, we'll have AJ go, and we've got some young pitchers that can still throw for us. But, you know, we got to leave it all out on the field tomorrow because, you know, for 11 of us, it might be the last day we're playing. So I know Bryant and I, who both threw today, we're going to try to get ourselves ready to go tomorrow if all possible. And, you know, we're just going to hope we can come out and swing the bats better and get some better production.
Kind of an emotional roller coaster today. All in one day, we go out to Smith and beat a very good Morningside team and then come back here and drop this one. What about the psyche of this baseball team as we get ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting day waking up and having to wait around with the rain, soaking the fields and everything. And Brian threw an unbelievable ball game for us this morning. And, you know, that 1-0 ball game was really exciting and, you know, kind of lifted us up. And then come back here and you know, they score 2 runs in the first inning, and then we aren't able to swing the bats, and we kind of get down, and you know, we're kind of at the opposite end of where we were feeling about 6 hours ago. So you know, hopefully we can just come out tomorrow and have a little bit better attitude, and hopefully we can you know, produce a little bit more.
Despite all what we've just been talking about, you still had a chance to at least to get back into the ball game in the seventh with Marquardt with a big double to center field to pull you guys back to within 2-1. You had that tying run at second base. So despite everything we just talked about, you were still in the ballgame there in the seventh.
Yeah, exactly. You know, kind of had a downward, you know, psychological movement there in the beginning of the innings. But, you know, we had our chances. And that seventh inning was key. And Blake came up with a big hit for us, doubled the deep center. And, I mean, we had our chances to cash in, but it was kind of a little too late. But, I mean, you can look back and think about all the opportunities we had, but you know, they're gone and they're in the past, and there's nothing you can do about it now except for come out tomorrow and win some ball games.
Nebraska Wesleyan or Midland will be your first opponent. Any choice there? I know Nebraska Wesleyan was the conference champs. So like to get those guys here in this tournament?
Yeah, you know, they came in our place and they swept us two games, and you know, we kind of want to get them back. But you know, Midland's a great ball team, and you know, we've played them twice, and we've played them well. So, I mean, I think either matchup is going to be a really good game. And, you know, we're just looking forward to being able to still play tomorrow. And, you know, we're going to be in the tournament longer than one of those teams no matter what. So at least we got that going for us. And, you know, we can't really pick and choose our opponents. But, you know, we can just hope that we come out and play better than they do tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Alex Kuchera, our guest here tonight on the post-game show. The Broncos dropping 1-2-1 to Dakota Wesleyan, still waiting for their coach to make his way up here. We'll take one more break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
These are times of great opportunity. Cimarron Plaza in Hastings and the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce invite you to a new business expo and franchise fair Friday at the Hastings Holiday Inn Express. This open house event will bring together franchisers and potential business owners in and around the Hastings area. You'll receive franchise information and have a chance to discuss and find aid in financing, legal questions, and business insurance. Friday, May 1st, 11 to 6, Holiday Inn Express, just south of Walmart on Highway 281. The new business expo and franchise fair.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. The Credit Union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
Back at Duncan Field, the coach just making his way up here after a 2-1 loss to Dakota Wesleyan here tonight. Other scores from the tournament, if you missed them earlier, Sioux Falls beat Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 9-2, a little bit of an upset there. Sioux Falls, the eighth-seeded team here in the tournament. Nebraska Wesleyan, the regular season champs, they were the number one seed, but they're down to their last life here in the tournament, 9-2. Sioux Falls beating Nebraska Wesleyan. Mount Marty over Midland earlier today, 3-2. Hastings with a win over Morningside, 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan beating Briarcliff, 3-2. And now the Tigers come back to beat Hastings here in this ball game by the score of 2-1 as the coach joins us. And coach, just missed opportunities again, like we just got done talking with Alex. We had our chances here in this ball game, just couldn't get it done.
Oh, we did. Sorry, I'm a little late, Mike, putting out a few tournament fires here. You know, if you look at the whole day, you get 2 runs and 6 hits, you're probably lucky you're still playing the second day. And even though I didn't know if Cooch was as sharp as he's been sometimes, he certainly kept us in it. And we just didn't get much done. I mean, we needed 2 out hits like we got this afternoon, and we didn't get them.
We had just four base hits in this one, two in the first ball game today. So, like you said, six base hits, and that's not going to get the job done in most cases.
No, and you know, the thing with hitting is you just hope it's not an epidemic slump that you're going to get through. You know, the only way you can win games is 1-0 or 2-1, because that's a tough way to win a tournament. So we got to hope something between tonight and tomorrow clicks for our hitters, and we can get some runs early and give our pitchers a little cushion. I mean, both pitchers threw admirably well for the situation, but, you know, you give up two in this game, you feel like you should win it.
Let's go to Wesley and scoring one in the first inning and one in the second, and then Cooch kind of settled in there and pretty well shut them down. He scattered his seven hits in the ballgame today.
Well, yeah, and then it was their running game that, like, we were afraid of that hurt us. You know, they got a stolen base in the first, at third, and then the first and third play we didn't throw the ball well. And that's, I mean, we do not have great arm strength at a lot of positions. You know, that lineup that we had out there right now, we got good arm strength in right, and we got good arm strength at third. You know, we don't have that strong arms in some of the other positions, even though we got nice players at a lot of those positions. And really it came down to two throws that we couldn't make that they scored on.
So Hastings College drops this one 2-1 to Dakota Wesleyan, and now you're down to your last life, so to speak, as we drop down in the loser's bracket. And now you just pull out all those stops, I guess, tomorrow. Huh?
Well, you do, and you know, you play 55 games prior to this, and none of them are you down to your last gasp. You know, once in a while you'll have a year where you go into the last weekend knowing if you lose, you're done. But we haven't had that in 55 games this year. And so now you don't know how your team's going to react. They might, you know, the sense of urgency might be good, but the sense of panic might kill you too. So we'll have to see how we come out and play tomorrow.
AJ, I assume, will go tomorrow?
AJ's going to throw tomorrow. We got the winner of Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland. And he beat Midland early in the year in a tough ball game. Did not face Nebraska Wesleyan. So, you know, a familiar foe for sure tomorrow for us, and just got to hope that you know, we can get some runs early. If we get, you know, AJ out to a lead, he can be pretty tough because he'll usually throw strikes for you. But you know, if we don't score early, then the pitching staff starts thinking, what do we got to do to, you know, we got to throw a shutout and hope for an error, and that's not a good situation. So it's going to be important for us if we can scratch even a run early, just for the morale of our team.
Okay, I know you probably have some tournament duties there today. You're a busy guy trying to coach the baseball team and the tournament director here for the GPAC tournament, but we're going to get the games in if the rain stays away.
We're going to get them in, and we're unfortunately, due to the hitting in the last game, we're catching up on our schedule. And tomorrow, of course, we go to nine-inning games tomorrow, so things could be interesting, and we're hoping that we got a lot of baseball left to play this weekend. That's what we hope for.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee again. Hastings College dropping this one by the score of 2-1 to Dakota Wesleyan. We will play at 12:30 tomorrow here at Duncan. Airtime will be at 12:15. Hastings will play either Nebraska Wesleyan or Midland. Dakota Wesleyan moves on to the winner's bracket ball game. They'll play at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. They'll play either Sioux Falls or Mount Marty in the winner's bracket ball game. So, again, the Hastings College softball team winning twice today up in Sioux City. They will play Briarcliff at noon tomorrow at the SYA softball complex in Sioux City. So the Broncos will play in the winner's bracket ball game there. The baseball team will play in the loser's bracket ball game 12:30 tomorrow, 12:15 airtime here on 12:30 KHAS. In the final score, Dakota Wesleyan beats Hastings tonight by a score of 2-1. For Brad B., I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only locally owned financial institution. You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.